Hey people, listen to me on Anchor. Can you help me out? I'm asking a few people to directly to see, can you have a look at the Anchor profile URL that's attached to my anchor.fm/topgold? It go to insideview.ie. I'll put it in the caption here for this quick clip. I teach students how to produce content for the internet. So one of the things we do is try to figure out if the content's produced, does anyone engage with it? Does anyone read it? Do they like it? Do they scroll through it? Do they follow all the way to the very end and do something? It's a web analytics module. So what I'm doing is I'm hoping people check out the URL that's in the title or in the profile, and they click on it, tap on it, preferably with a mobile device, and then make a comment or let me know if they can see an ad in a box that's marked 1997. 1997 is when the blog was founded, when I first had my first content up online as a part of a weblog. And now I'm trying to have students go back to legacy content, stuff that's a decade old, that happens to be tracked with a thing called StatCounter. StatCounter is a statistics package that's a rival to Google Analytics. It's been around perhaps longer than Google Analytics. I'm not sure of that. It's been around since 2006, 2007 timeframe. Irish company. And the students in my web analytics class are using some StatCounter analysis to find out, one, is Anchor a referrer site? It looks like it isn't. So you have no, there's no indication in the that stats that Anchor's referring traffic from the app or from the app primarily, or from the website. And we're getting paid more by Google when we serve up ads which are objectionable to some people. Escort ads, porn ads, gambling, and some other thing that's typically objectionable. What we discovered is some people must have their iOS set that blocks those kind of ads. Interesting. I think it probably happened because on a previous site they said, no, don't serve me that kind of stuff ever. So the ads don't even show up in the 1997 block for some of those people. If you want to help my guys out, my students out, I need about, well, a sample size of at least 10 people doing this and making comments back to say, yeah, okay, it was there or it wasn't, or the site misbehaved or didn't. But it's the ad thing I'm interested in more than anything else. Now, if you tap the ad, you'll help earn us. You earn us 20 cents. That's for a fact. If it's a Pornhub ad, tap that and we'll get 50 cents. So there you have it. I'm hoping that you have a look in the website and that porn served up and you tap it. Well, maybe not. Because then you're stuck with that persistent cookie which says, serve me porn everywhere. Be careful out there. Oh, big footnote, there is no malware attached to this site or to this link. It's safe to do. And you're helping my students out. They're fourth-year students, seniors, university level. Web analytics is the module, the course I teach them. We're having fun with stats and browser behavior. And having fun listening to people interact with this stuff. Thanks in advance for you guys who do this. Making my life easier, having all you lab rats tapping and scrolling and feeding back. Appreciate it. Thanks again. Bye for now.
Hey Bernie, I went ahead and tapped that link on your profile, and on Anchor's browser, I was able to find your established 1997. I guess logo. I don't know. I don't know what to describe. What the name of that is, but right below that, it did give me an ad on that browser. Then I double checked on my Safari browser, and it is there as well, and on the Chrome browser, and it is also there. Just on a side note, your website dances. It jumps up and down, I think because of the animated slider, I think, at the very top. All right.
Hey, Abe. Yeah, that dancing site thing. I had to get rid of the carousel that was on top of the site because I got the same behavior radical behavior on Kindle. I have a Kindle browser, and Kindle did not like that dancing carousel. So I killed that. I'm probably going to move all my content to some other mechanism, but God, it will take so long to migrate, I don't know, 10,000 blog posts. It's a lot of them since 1997. Thanks for looking at the site. I do appreciate it. And if you decide you want to go back and click on an ad, that'll earn us some money. I'm really interested in the analytics attached to whether a referrer string is kicked up when you looked at it. We'll see that in our Google Web Analytics. At this moment in time, it appears that Anchor is not being served credit for actually being the place from which into which somebody comes. Which is interesting because it's not an HTTPS protocol that I gave in the comments or in my URL for my website. So it's just all being anonymized, which is good. It's good for people to be anonymous on that web. Can't be tracked. Although we know that Facebook does track you and Google does track you, and it can tell who you are, where you're from, based on metadata. Thanks for exposing yourself to that exercise. My web analytics class, the students in it, they're very good. Appreciate you giving this a quick click check. Thanks again, Abe.
Well, Bernie, I'm up way too late or way too early, however you want to look at it, but I was able to actually honor your request and go into your profile, clicked on that link, the link opened immediately and took me to your pages, and then I found the 1997 area that you were discussing and the ads. The one in particular that I opened up, I think, was Libratone? Yeah, probably Libratone, and some kind of an advertising for Bluetooth speakers. I didn't go much beyond there, but I'm more than happy to help with some additional stuff if you'd like me to. Anyway, if there's something more specific you needed me to do or there was more information that you needed other than what I just provided, hit me back. Let me know. I'm always glad to help, my friend. Hope you're doing well. I hope you're, imparting some knowledge into the students so that they can become productive members of our society. That's it, my friend.
Bobby, you're a champ. Thank you for that. You actually got us at least 10 cents for clicking on that ad. Wait a minute, did you? Well, if you click on the ad, it's about 10 or 20 cents, depending upon the kind of ad it is. Several people got ads for speakers and audio gear. Interesting. I imagine when the Christmas season gets closer, there'll be more ads for accessories for devices. Yeah. No, it's if you want to... It's up to you if you want to go back in and look at it. 1997 is the first year I had something up on the web as a blog. If you want to tap on an ad and follow it, that'll open up an analytics trail in AdSense. I mean, you don't need to do that, but that gives us a second pulse point, which students need to see as they evaluate an advertising campaign. Previously, I'd mentioned how we train students how to understand analytics, what's causing movement to a site or what's causing engagement to a post or a video. But then the other thing that we're concerned about where I work is the analytics behind advertisements, because the game art designers who are on my campus, the guys making characters and making domains for the games they're creating, ads help power those artificial landscapes. So, yeah, what you're doing there is heat mapping for us. So found the ad, and the ad ran in its framework, like you said. I appreciate that. Thanks for giving us the time to tap on the ad and scroll through the stuff. Really appreciate it. Bye for now.
Yes, Bernie, at the bottom of the page, there was one ad. I think the first one was for some kind of earphones. I moved and clicked the next page. I got some ad, I guess, for lowering your weight. All the ads, though, said established 1997, I believe. I didn't encounter any inappropriate ads, and all I can say is that there was one per page, not anymore. So I hope this is helping.
See, thanks for that. Thanks for doing that. As you might have heard from Bobby Kuntz, other people are finding ads for audio gear. Maybe that's what Apple's finding of interest. People coming in with an audio app like audio gear. Thanks again. Okay, if you're following the comment string on this assignment I've given to the close-held peeps of Anchor, if you follow the assignment or the thread here, you'll know that Georgie's gotten an ad for that she's tried to do the ad thing and had to do a different, had to jump a hoop to see the ad. I'll play what she said here now. But of interest is, Georgie, if you go back in the string here, you'll find Tinian's actually found an ad for you, I think. Now, here's Georgie. No, Georgie, come on now. Yeah, it is, I don't need people visiting my blog. I gave that up long ago. Actually, the big reason I don't need people visiting is because I want to have my kid, my 10-year-old, write for it. So she knows she can get an idea of workflow. She's doing really good little videos now. So Shadow the Cat is on the site now. Mia conceptualizes the videos. I'm going to have her write stuff about it. I work with a youth media team, YMT.FM, and one out of every 10 of the young students, and they're all between 14 and 16 years old, one out of 10 has their eyes on doing vlogging, video logs. They want to be YouTubers. And there's great success that's ahead for them because they can do YouTube and then bring their posse over to Anchor and have success. You know, get that YouTube creator account set up with $1,000 to $1,500 a month coming in from Google. Yeah. So, no, I didn't say this in the enticement, but next week I have some slack time, and I am going to put everybody who participates in this little exercise into my Voices of Anchor clip for the best of October Voices of Anchor. Yes, I am. So you'll be in that clip there, Georgie. Maybe a couple of times because you're so prolific. Thanks for the help there. You had to jump more hoops than other people to actually see the stuff, and I appreciate that. Bye-bye. Finish that homework now. Hey, folks, if you're stopping by here on my Anchor account, you're right in the middle of some analytics evaluations that I'm making. You see, where I work, I teach students web analytics in one of the modules. Fourth-year students, seniors in the academics of university level. And I just want to point out some stuff. I appreciate the heat mapping that people have done. They basically clicked on the profile URL of mine, insideview.ie, and they scrolled down until they saw the year 1997 that I first started blogging, and they did something. Sometimes they tapped on a link they saw there, an advertisement, or sometimes just told me what it was. So here's the story. Quick look at 9 people that did this in the space of 7 or 8 hours. As I said on Google, on Facebook, Google may value the work that those people did at more than $3. Now, Google AdSense is pretty clever, but you really rarely get the money that they say you deserve to get every day. But if the trend continues, I'm looking at $100 a month, which is very nice. No guarantee of that happening. Here is what has happened, though. Georgia D discovered that AdSense serves up dental implants to her. Svi has earphones and lowering weight ads. Tinian was hit up for dating. Neil Hopkins for Safari Park. Bobby Libretone. It's like a speaker system or a headset. Belinda Corani, Insightly CRM. John Craig thinks he might go to Pacific College of Oriental Medicine now that that ad showed up when he viewed my website. Abe Martinez probably isn't going to go to Liberty University because that was the ad for him. And Larry McGuire didn't see any ads at all. If I've asked you to have a look, I'd appreciate you telling me, did you see an ad, and, you know, is there anything that you want to share with us?
My analytics class knows that nearly everybody I mentioned was using iOS, except you, Georgie. You're using a Galaxy phone, and the ad tracker, the analytics device that we use to track movement on the website, says that poor Georgie has the smallest screen of all. Oh, people with biggest screens, they include Jennifer Elin, Abe Martinez, John Craig, Bobby Kuntz, Tinian, and Svi. You have large screens. Everybody else, well, basic screen size, iOS. Thanks for doing this, folks. My fourth-year students will appreciate it. I'll give a full report as stuff trickles through. I'll make this into an episode, a podcast, so you can hear the people who responded to the requests and what they saw when they visited my website. If you're listening to me and you'd like to do the same kind of thing, well, just have a look at tapping the URL in the caption here, or go to my profile and tap the insideview.ie link. I'm trying to verify that, one, Anchor does not return any information as though it were a referring site, and that, two, there's an ad that shows up when you see the number 1997. An ad shows up there. I've asked Google to show ads which are objectionable to some people because that ad block pays more per exhibit. You don't have to click on the ad for weapons or gambling or dating or exotic dancers, escorts. It just shows up, and you know, there you have it. I get paid more. Okay, I'm Bernie. I'm Top Code and Good Social Networks. Thanks a million for listening, and go ahead and click the caption URL if you wish. Bye for now.
Bernie, what's the story? Larry here. Just clicked on one of your articles there and went through to the page and scrolled down and there was an ad down there at the bottom. I don't know what it was for, to be honest with you, but I clicked on it anyway. So have a cup of coffee or tea on me. I've experimented with some ads. I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to technology and online technology. So you're a lecturer, obviously, so you have a little bit more in your old back pocket than I do. But I've been experimenting for a number of years anyway. But I use AdSense, and there's an ad set, or whatever you call it, that presents your ads optimized for mobile. They're the ones I use, and I've been trying them out. Not so much on LarryGMaguire.com, but on another site I have. So iOS, I'm on iOS, dude.
Hey Bernie, it's Tim calling from Berkeley. Hey, I clicked on the link to your blog on my mobile device. I'm using an iPhone 6S, iOS 11, and yes, I do see an ad under the post that says established 1997. It's an ad for Venue Book. Plan your holiday events. Roughly 200 by 200 pixels, maybe a little smaller than that. But yeah, there is an advertisement there. I also looked at it on my Chrome browser on my Macintosh, and there's an ad there, a larger one, because there's more real estate. Different ad. It's an ad for Squarespace. Normally, I have an ad blocker on. I had to turn my ad blocker off in order to see the ad displayed. But yeah, I can see it both on mobile and in my desktop browser. Did I mention I'm using Chrome? I think I said that.
Okay, I need to wrap up my little experiment with tap and scroll and watch. It's something I'm doing for a web analytics class, trying to figure out what kind of ads might be served across the network. On insideview.ie, my website, the web analytics guys I teach are doing stat analysis of visitors, and then they're trying to see, is there a referrer that's coming in from the app, Anchor, or from the website? And it would appear that Anchor does not show up as a referrer string, so you can't see on Google Analytics that Anchor is feeding you people. However, you can see whether people are coming in and viewing the website and whether they're clicking stuff. So thank you very much for that. I'll summarize this with my students. But for now, here Jennifer has a report. Let's add Jennifer's report to this flow plan.
Hey Bernie, okay, I clicked the link, I went to the bottom, and I found the spot you're talking about, and the ad I had was Chorus, C-O-R-A-S, Manage, How to Automate the PMO, and it was a book an ebook which I could put my name in and download, which I did because I want to know what they're talking about. So I am on an iPhone iOS. I'll try to click it again tomorrow and see if I get something different.